Hello and welcome back to Holland Road Encounter Podcast. My name is Anthony and today's episode we're going to be joined by the amazing Laura Trenier, who's going to unpack some ideas and themes around social media and how we can use it to glorify God.
Hi, I'm Kate and I'm one of your hosts.
Hi, I'm Laura, I'm the guest.
Hi, I'm Anthony, I'm one of your hosts.
Welcome everybody, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited about today's podcast as we learn more about social media. It's a topic that I really don't know much about, so this is a great opportunity for me to learn. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today. Would you be able to introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Laura Trenier. I have been coming to Holland Road for about 20 years, and my husband is David, who is the pastor. And outside of church and family, our lovely three kids, I work as a communications consultant and was previously chief executive of Christian Publishing and Outreach.
Oh, that's great to hear. Okay, Laura, before we go any further, we have some three quick fire questions to ask you. Question one, hobnobs or chocolate digestives?
Ooh, hobnobs.
Oh, that was a quick one.
Controversial. Even with the chocolate as the added incentive.
Yeah. I love a hobnob. They make me feel virtuous because, you know, they've got nuts and seeds and stuff, allegedly.
Yeah, I love it. The healthy option. Okay, here's question two. Who would win in a fight? 70 seagulls, and these are the sort of vicious seafront variety, or 6 elephant seals? They're the big flubby things.
70 seagulls if they're from Brighton, because they are the most evil of all seagulls.
Yeah.
And my daughter would absolutely agree with that. She does not like them.
Okay, question three. Would you say you're more like a fish or an antelope, and why?
That's not a question I've ever been asked before. I'm going to say fish, but without a good reason. Maybe they are, yes, they just sound slightly more interesting than an antelope.
Oh, and a bit more slimy as well, but like in a nice sleek fashion, maybe.
<Thank you>.
I always think I'm a bit like a slug and they're quite sort of slimy.
Oh, gosh, no.
So, Laura, now it's time for our regular question, which we asked to all our guests. And I'm intrigued to know, if you were a car, what car would you be?
Oh, gosh, I know nothing about cars. I'm the worst person to ask that question to.
Do you know what colour you'd be?
I like the colour orange, and some people hate the colour orange, but I'm going to say orange. I think actually my parents had a bright orange car when I was very small. Maybe that's the connection in my head.
Oh, I like that. I'm a fan of orange, so I think that's a good answer.
Yeah, orange is an interesting colour for a car. Yeah, so to give us some background, Laura, how did you get into social media?
So the reason I mentioned before about the role I had is that I was leading a charity which is helping churches in their communications. And one of the main ways that we communicate now is through social media. I think it's over 85% of adults are on social media every day. And so one of the reasons that I became quite passionate about this whole area was in order to help churches engage with it, and not just by setting up Facebook pages, but also by talking about it and acknowledging that it's such a huge part of our lives. For me personally, I'm that kind of weird generation where email and internet kind of slightly came in while I was at university. So I didn't have a mobile phone at university. There was no Facebook when I was at university, and I never joined Facebook, which makes me feel like a really unusual minority. So I've run Facebook pages and I've written a book about social media, but I've never been on Facebook. But I am on Twitter quite a lot and have been for about 12 years. And I find Twitter very useful in my work. And right now, as I'm speaking, very useful for finding out the vote count in America, in Pennsylvania and Georgia. So social media is part of my life. It's part of many of our lives, but I feel like I've read enough to see that it's not a simple conversation. There are lots of strong feelings, as there should be actually, about the whole area.
Yeah, it's so interesting about how it's actually so involved in our whole lives and world, but almost it's easy to not even notice it, but actually it's such a key part of lots of areas of life.
It's pervasive, and it affects how we, and there's all these studies, you know, it's affected our attention spans, it's affected our assessment of truth, it's affected our ability to empathize and understand other people's perspectives. And in terms of our, you know, our relationship with others as Christians as well, it's an enormous opportunity, but it also requires wisdom and discernment, and that's quite difficult sometimes. So yeah, these are really important issues. There's actually a new master's course starting. Well, it's been running for a few years, but it's becoming more open to different groups on digital theology. And the whole area of digital theology is a really growing area, because we need to think about how we use technology in the light of our faith.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And Laura, at the moment, in these COVID times, how can social media be both useful and equally not useful?
I think it's useful for information, but only when that information is verifiable. And I do think that as Christians, we have responsibility not to accidentally be people who cause division or who spread fake news or who just are unaware of fake news. So it can be really, really useful for information, and it can be really useful for community. And I've spoken to so many people who've really, really appreciated, like, the church Facebook groups, things like that, where it's a way of being in touch with people, you know, swapping stuff, telling stories, celebrating with each other, encouraging each other, particularly when people are isolated, they don't have family nearby or live on their own. It's a way of reminding us that we are part of a community, and that's hugely valuable. Yeah, really, really, really important. And church can be such a great source of community for people, even when we don't have a building to meet in. And Facebook plays a part in that. It has its pitfalls, but it does have a real contribution to make.
Yeah, so you've sort of got the positives of the real truths and community, but then I guess on the negative side, would you say that mainly comes from when people are just sort of passively receiving, or where do you see negatives in social media at the moment?
I think there is this whole area of, you know, and we've seen it in all of the news that's been going on recently and elections and everything else, that there is the risk of absorbing and consuming information which is either wrong or misleading or divisive. There's also just the fact that it can become a total rabbit hole. It can, you know, you get dragged into something and you're there for hours, and it can be quite addictive, and it can take us away from the relationships that are in front of our face. So Netflix put out this documentary recently called The Social Dilemma. They interviewed people who'd worked at Facebook and Pinterest, one of the founders of Pinterest, all these different organizations. And they were talking about how their job was to make something that was completely addictive, that would, you know, notify us, that would give us likes and follows, and, you know, tell us when somebody was typing so that we don't look away from our phone. And it's, you know, there's just a, you know, realistically, we are, you know, there's incredibly clever technology that is designed to get us looking at our phones as much of the day as humanly possible, so that, you know, advertisers can put stuff in front of us so that we can spend money. And we just, you know, you just need to be aware of that. Just need to notice, you know, notice how much time you're spending on your phone. I mean, I have some days when I, you know, you get the screen time at the end of the week, and I get some weeks I'm just so, like, disappointed in myself, you know, but at the time I don't realize it, you know. And then I think, gosh, you know, when was it that I was looking at my phone and not looking at my family, you know, or not looking at the sunset, or not noticing something, or not noticing someone, or not picking up the phone and talking to someone? And that's, you know, that's the risk, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely big challenges there.
So focusing on the usefulness of social media, how do you think we could talk about our faith on social media?
Oh, it's really funny, isn't it? Because I think a lot of Christians find this super awkward. So, you know, it's one thing like sharing Bible verses with Christian friends, but actually talking about your faith with your friends who aren't Christian. But actually, it can be really, really powerful. So my sister, actually, she put out something on Instagram fairly recently, which said that a new video had come out kind of explaining the Christian faith, and she'd seen it and she really liked it. And so she put this post saying, I know I don't talk about, you know, a lot of you know I go to church, but I don't talk much about my faith, but actually this is what it means to me. And she just talked about what her faith meant to her personally and how much of a help it had been, even in the last 6 months. And then she said, I'm putting this video out there and message me if you ever want to talk about it. And she got this huge positive reaction. There are loads of people saying, I really admire the way you've been so authentic and transparent. You know, that's really interesting. I don't agree with you, but I respect you. And it's sometimes actually easier to do that online than it is face to face, and particularly when you can point people to something. So, you know, so we've found with some people when the Alpha course started, I found it really easy to just put out something saying, this is starting, just in case you're interested. And some people were. And then, you know, you can point to apps and even just offering to pray for people when they're going through a difficult time, or talking about answers to prayer, you know, just stories from our lives, things that are going on, not just talking about what the church is doing in terms of activities, but talking about our own experience. You know, it's so powerful.
And I guess you got the real advantage of having time to think things over instead of sort of being rushed in a conversation where someone's just pounced a question. You don't necessarily feel like you have all the answers. Maybe when you're in front of a screen and you've got your own time to write your story or your feelings, you can actually sometimes display that in a more thoughtful way.
Yeah, definitely. You can think about it. It's true. And also, you, when you're putting something out, you know, you've got to remember that it's public and it can be seen by anyone. It can be there forever. But that then that makes you think about it more, hopefully, which can be great. And if it helps people see that it's, you know, it's not just, you know, we go to church, but actually it's part of our whole lives. And it's not that we're holier than thou. It's not that we're perfect. You know, being honest about our struggles and our questions as well. But you can begin a conversation sometimes in a way that is sometimes even easier than it might be in person.
Do you have any practical top tips of how people can really display the authenticity you're talking about without sort of overloading people or sort of being a constant every 5 minute poster of everything in your life?
I think, oh gosh, pray about it first of all. I think, you know, pray that you'll be prompted to share the right things at the right time. I think if you see really good stuff, pass it on. So if, you know, if you see a really great video or a great post, there's a website called gochatter.com, I think, which has some really brilliant videos explaining different things about the Christian faith. So, for example, you know, Halloween, Christmas, this time of year, there's stuff out there that's worth sharing. I think as well, there's talking about our church friends and saying that they're friends from church, you know, demonstrating the, you know, the breadth of relationships that come with being part of the body of Christ, showing the stuff that the church is doing, even offering to pray for people. You know, there's some really great, there's a series of podcasts called The Unbelievable Podcast as well, which are really great debates about Christianity. And they're designed for people who are skeptical. But, you know, it's signposting to stuff like that is a great way of doing it. And then if people are interested, they might follow up. They might not. But, you know, you've put it out there. That's the thing. You can put it out there without worrying too much.
How would you say people could explore or apply this more in their lives?
So there's some really great webinars and things. There's a conference coming up, actually, which Premier Digital are running. I think it's in a quite soon, actually, within the next couple of weeks. And it's just online, and there's talks about pretty much every aspect of applying your faith to the digital world. So even how to do podcasts, but also how to talk about your faith on social media. There's recordings from previous ones as well. So I'd really recommend that. It's Premier Digital site. That's great. Broaden who you follow, broaden who you like, look out for good stuff. There is some really, really great stuff out there. And there's a lot of rubbish as well, but there's some really brilliant stuff which can just inspire you in your faith, grow you in your faith as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Laura. It's so good to have just a chat about social media and how it can contain such truth and information and just such a broad access, but equally how to be aware of it, that we're using it for community and using it for good. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm totally not an expert on this, but I think as well, it's the other thing I'd say is just talking to other Christian friends about their use of social media and encouraging each other in it. That's another just great thing to do, making it something that is part of our life and our growth in our faith. And the other thing I'd say as well is that although people don't necessarily talk about Christianity in the church as much on social media, they talk loads about well-being and mindfulness and living your best life. And actually some of the practices that we have as Christians, you know, even like, you know, praying every day, you know, talking about that in terms of, you know, this is something I do for my personal well-being. You know, I nurture my spiritual life. Sometimes that kind of language is more accessible for, you know, just, you know, seeing that Instagram and all the millions of hashtags, you know, that they, that link you into those kind of conversations. But, you know, this is what we do. You know, we're learning at the moment about how to cope through really difficult times. And if we can give, you know, any kind of hope anywhere, then what a great opportunity.
We have a, you know, a range of people, like group ages, listening now, specifically for people who might be in school right now. How would you say is the best way for them to kind of talk to their friends through social media?
Ooh, I'd say, yeah, don't be embarrassed about your faith. Like, feel, you know, just be who you are on social media, just as you would be in person. You know, look, you know, be a light in that space as well. You know, look for opportunities to be kind, to encourage people. You know, don't take part in anything that is dragging other people down. Ask the question, you know, would I be happy for my grandparents to see this? Would I be happy for my pastor to see this? You know, just as a, you know, think about ways of keeping yourself accountable on what you do and don't post. And also, like, don't, you know, the whole thing about self-esteem and measuring our value, you know, it's so easy in these things to measure our value on how many likes we get and how many followers we've got. Oh gosh, so much more than that. So much more than that. And yeah, that real courage to step away from that and say, no, my identity, I'm a child of God, I'm loved by God. You know, if I don't get a reaction to what I post, it doesn't mean I'm less of a person. I don't, you know, that's a lie. I don't need to be the same as everyone else. You know, it takes real courage, but there's freedom to be found in it.
I think it's amazing how we can use something like social media to just really speak to others about God and kind of using our talents as well, using what we have with us. I think that's, yeah.
There's a guy called Joseph the Dreamer on TikTok. I haven't looked at his stuff, but he's really, really cool. But there's not many Christians on TikTok, so he's one to look out for.
I'm not a TikTok-y, but I didn't know there was people sharing faith on TikTok, so that's cool. I'll just pray for us now. Lord, we thank you for social media and for the gift that it can be to our communities and to sharing your love and your good news, your gospel, Lord. We just pray that us here today and those who are listening would just really be able to grow in that and be moving in the ways that you want them to. Lord, I pray that we'd be protected from measuring our worth or identity in our social media channels. But Lord, we would know that we are loved and chosen by you. Amen. This has been the Encounter Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And Laura, thank you so much for joining us today and bringing a real wisdom and insight to glorifying God through social media.
Yes, you guys can follow us on Instagram at encounter_HR and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We post a new podcast every week on Fridays, so go check them out. We will leave the relevant links down below in the description to Laura's book, The Unbelievable Podcast, the Premier Digital Conferences, and the Joseph Dreamer Guy, if you want to go check that out. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will return next week.